Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous. Vous écoutez French Your Way podcast. C'est l'épisode 19. Episode 19. Recently, I received an email all the way from Norway by André, who wrote to me and said he was struggling to understand the use of qui and que, and ce qui and ce que. And I thought I could make an episode from this question, because this is a question that I am often asked, and last time was actually, and I swear it's true, it was yesterday afternoon, from one of the high school students who I tutor. So, in this episode, I'm going to show you quickly how to decide between qui and que, and also explain the use of ce qui and ce que. But for full explanations on the difference between qui and que, the actual grammatical difference, I will refer you to my website. Go to frenchyourway.com.au/qui-que in one word. You can check the show notes for the links as well. I wrote an article just for you based on André's question, and I've also included a worksheet that you can download for free and test yourself. But if you know a bit of grammar, qui is a subject relative pronoun and que is a direct object relative pronoun. Again, there are explanations and examples on my website to try to clarify this. Now, if grammar is not your forte, here's a simple, quick tip for you to decide between que and qui. So pay attention to the structure of the sentence. I just said that qui was a subject pronoun, and as a subject, it will therefore be followed by the verb. So you will have qui plus a verb straight away. For example, I take the train that goes to Marseille. Je prends le train qui va à Marseille. We have qui plus verb. I watch the young girl who walks on the beach. Je regarde la jeune fille qui marche sur la plage. Qui plus the verb straight away. Que is an object, a direct object pronoun. So the sentence will also need to have a subject. The structure of your sentence will therefore be que plus the subject of your sentence plus the verb. For example, the train that I take goes to Marseille. Le train que je prends va à Marseille. We have que plus subject plus verb. The young girl whom I'm watching walks on the beach. La jeune fille que je regarde marche sur la plage. Que plus subject plus verb. Do you get it? So, qui plus the verb and que plus subject plus verb. Ce qui and ce que will actually follow the exact same rule, the exact same structure. Sometimes in French, we start a sentence with ce qui or ce que, and that is to put the emphasis, put the emphasis on something to make it stand out by creating a bit of suspense, a bit of anticipation. So, an example to make things clear. If you want to say, the language interests me. La langue m'intéresse. That's just a neutral statement. Now, if you want to create a bit of suspense, you can bring the topic and then answer in the second part of the sentence. So you will say, what interests me? And your listener is like, yeah, tell me, what is it? What interests me? It's the language. Ce qui m'intéresse, c'est la langue. So, qui plus the verb, what interests me, ce qui m'intéresse, c'est la langue. Let's take a second example. I want to be happy. Je veux être heureux. Let's build a bit of anticipation around that and therefore create an emphasis. So what I want, yeah, tell me, let me know. I don't know, what do you want? What I want is be happy. Ce que je veux, c'est être heureux. And here we have ce que je veux, que plus the subject plus the verb. If you know a bit of grammar, you will notice that in the original sentence, je veux être heureux. Être heureux, indeed, is the direct object. That's why we're going to use que in the ce que structure. Now, I do hope you are happy. Happy with the answer I provided you, and just happy in general. So don't forget to check frenchaway.com.au/qui-que for more information on this topic. And while you're there, you can subscribe to my monthly updates, which also come with an audio file that I record for you in French, and that is only available to members who sign up. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.